This is the new Rome, motherfucker. Get on board or get out.
Ramadan, Mubadoo.
White-ass niggas going hard as fuck.
I'm a freak.
We discovered this bitch. Wokest, gayest, blackest. You're already a big, thick guy. You're already a hunk. Pause.
What the fuck?
All hail the magic conch. Brushing your teeth with a fucking stick? We, the scientists of the earth, feed him to the Muslims. I hope they cut off his head.
This tie's quenched.
La La Land is who we are. Get these niggas a banana or something. Yeah, fuck it. I'm Mexican.
I'm a hermit. I don't leave the house. Everyone hates me.
He got raped by Shabbos Kestenbaum.
No homo.
You always were a fucking bitch. Don't be a white nigger. Fuck you. Pack it the fuck up and take it to a mosque.
Ramadan, Mubarak, Goobadoo, Yabadoo.
Your Croatian Chicago Acre bishop called for the canonization of a Nazi Catholic priest that aided the genocide of white Serbs in World War II. How do you feel about that?
I don't really care about that.
Bethmary 77.
At all.
Bethmary 777.
It's always these like Eastern Europeans. This Croat said something about Serbia.
I really don't care about it. You know, you lose me with that. Who gives a fuck about any of that? Seriously. Serbians, Croats, Bosniaks, Albanians. Okay, I guess, bro. Like, you guys figure it out amongst yourselves. I'm not really interested in that. You guys never had an empire, you know? Like, I care about Italians, Germans, French, British, Dutch, Spanish, Portuguese. You know, but it's like all these little niggas fighting over there. You all got raped by Muslims, all got raped by the Ottoman Empire. You're all fighting each other all the time. Like, I don't know, man. Just go squat somewhere else. You go and squat and drink your vodka somewhere else.
Bethmary 777 sent $20. With the Strait of Hormuz / Gulf of Oman restricting trade due to the inevitable U.S. strikes, are there any critical imports from UAE, Saudi, Qatar, Kuwait, etc. that will affect the average U.S. consumer / businesses? What would the second or third order consequences be whenever this happens? Much love and be safe.
No. These are petrostates, so they don't make anything. The biggest impact is going to... These are just like... I love when people think they're asking a really good question. What other imports are there? Okay, what do you know about Emirates? And what do you think Emirates makes? Why do you think they're rich, idiot? You think it's because they make stuff? They're towel heads with fucking oil, stupid. Before that, they were making pearls. You know that? Before you had Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, you had the Trucial States, and it was pearls, harvesting pearls. And then they discovered liquid gold. They're towel heads with camels with oil. Nigga said, are there any other critical imports? It's oil, dipshit, obviously. What would the second order consequence? Nigger thinks he's asking a smart question. What are the second order consequences? Hey, idiot, what do you think? Oil and gas is going to get, there will be a smaller supply of oil and gas, so the price will go up, and then you just figure it out. We need oil and gas for everything, transportation, industry, electricity. So then energy prices go up, inflation, upward pressure on prices. Like, holy. I love when people think they're being really smart and they're really dumb. You're asking about the most... Literally could not be more obvious if you just thought about it for 3 seconds. If I drop this mug, what will be the third order consequences? Will something happen other than it will break? Like, dude, what happens if you close the oil superhighway of all the oil-rich Arab countries? There'll be less oil, idiot. Obviously. What will the second and third order oil prices will go up? Then what? The rest of the prices go up a little bit. Crazy. Bro really thought he cooked. Bro typed that one up. Like, I'm going to ask a really, he's going to say, I love this question. Stupid ass, dumbass. This is when I say you can't just learn everything from books. At a certain point in time, you have to ask a question and figure out the answer yourself because the answers aren't that hard. Will that affect consumers if oil gets more expensive? I don't know. You tell me. What do you think? What do you know about the Middle East? What do they make in the Middle East? Take a wild guess. Oil. Okay, good. So if there's less oil, will that affect consumers? What do you think? What are the second order effects? What do you think? Goodness, it's not actually that complicated. They're not making semiconductors there. They're not making semiconductors in Bahrain. I hope you know that, okay? What do you think? You think we're getting wheat from the desert?
You think we're getting auto parts? What do you think we get from the Emirates? It's actually crazy. Bro really was like, he thought he was cooking. He saw all possibilities. What are the second and third order? Oh, wow, finally. A super chatter after my own heart. Hey, pal, ChatGPT is free. Get a trial. Better yet, get a fucking job. Get a manual job. You should work with your hands. Better yet, forget it. Forget all that. Absolutely. And I'm going to pay $20. What do the Persian Gulf countries export? What books should I read? I don't know, man. Why don't you just read an instruction manual for, like, something people need to know how to install? You should just figure that one out, you know?
Mike sent $25. Gone to your head, eat a Nashville hot chicken sandwich. Our answer, 3 hours of $20 super chats uninterrupted. Love you, guy.
Okay.
Randall from Recess sent $25. James Fishback.
It's degrading.
Randall from Recess sent $25.
It's degrading.
James Fishback's comments about adultery were kind of gay, but Pearl is a woman and needs to leave politics to the men. Carrie Prejean is a very nice lady, but let's be real, Mel Gibson should have represented Catholicism at the commission. Also, congrats on the live action My Gym Partner's a Monkey series with you and Sneeko.
Whoa, holy edgy. Don't cut yourself
Ford
on Jacobi the edge
$20.
There.
This is for a dog named Sassy whose time came today. She was always America first. May she rest in peace, less than three.
You know, I'm very sympathetic, but, you know, this is a little over the top. I'm very sympathetic. I get it. You lost your pet. I'm sorry for you, but, like, it's a little over the top. I'm not going to mourn your dog, okay? I didn't know your dog. I'm sorry that happened to you. It sucks when that happens to you. I'm not going to mourn your dog. You know, that's a stretch. I see some pretty out there. Some people say, like, my wife's cousin's neighbor has a problem. Pray for us. And it's like, of course, always. But, you know, this is like a stretch. I am sorry to hear that, though. I'm sorry for you, but let's, like, come on now. Come on now.
Spent the week in Chicago on a business trip coming from the South. The architecture and scale of everything makes every southern city look like dog shit. Chicago is America. Love the show.
Okay, holy glaze. The glaze
Ross
is Creations crazy.
Ross Creations $20. This just demonstrates how hollow and wicked you are.
How hollow and wicked you are. I forget about that sometimes. Remember that? Richard Spencer calls me up and says, you are hollow and wicked.
That's my favorite line. That's my favorite line. This just demonstrates how hollow and wicked you are. He's literally, like, crying. He's literally on the verge of tears. This just demonstrates how hollow and wicked you are.
I can tell you're very upset,
wow.
Richard.
But then all you fucking say is, wow, you dumb fucking Mexican peasant. Wow.
Well, it's sensational.
That was crazy. Well, we used to be like enemies, you know. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass. Next time I see you, I'm going to kick your ass.
If I ever fucking see you, Nick, you better hope and pray you never fucking see me in public.
Is that a
that's
threat?
Fucking fighting words.
Fighting words.
Fucking fighting words.
I think that's a threat. All right. Have a nice night.
And then I pulled up on him. Then I fucking pulled up on him in Alexandria, and I was like, are you going to kick my ass? And he's like, let's just talk. I'm like, yeah. No, but we're cool now. He probably could kick my ass. I'm not. He's way bigger than me. So not like I'm some tough guy. I was with like a bunch of people though. So maybe he didn't want the smoke. I say that like he was afraid of me. It's like he's probably 5 inches taller than me. So, but yeah, he called me. I'm going to kick your ass. Next time I see you, I'm going to kick your ass. You know, I can't be friends with somebody unless we fought. We have to have our first fight. Otherwise, how can we really be friends? If we haven't actually had a fight, how can we really ever make a connection?
Listen, Spencer sent $20. You would make a cute cat girl. A goyim in abundance
really?
Sent $25. Joel Webb has been a great addition to the conversation. We need more types who are from the church speaking on real issues that white men deal with, Earl. Have you heard of Stone Choir? I don't think they are Catholic, but they cover issues like Jews, race, MLK, feminism, etc. And they are a Christian platform also.
No, I do love Joel Webbin. No, but I don't know what that is. Oh, they talk about MLK. Awesome. That's just so 2018. When I see niggas talking about MLK Jr. was actually, it's like, dude, 2018 called. They want their hot takes back. They want their posts back. And honestly, I don't know what that is, but what that sounds like is like cringe. I'm not going to judge. I don't know who they are, but the way you're saying that. I'm not really enthusiastic.
Having 22 cent $20. Did you hear about Shia LaBeouf terrorizing Mardi Gras goers in New Orleans? He just hasn't been the same since Hondu.
Yeah, honestly, who cares? Thank you for the big super chat, though. I don't know. Everybody's talking about that. They're like, oh, Shia LaBeouf is crazy. Dude, he's so pick me. I feel like everything he does is just performative. Is that just me? Shia LaBeouf has done so much stuff like that. You're just performative. You got a bag over your head. Now you're a trad calf. You're doing the... It's like, I don't like performative males. I don't like pick me stuff. If you're crazy, okay, be crazy. But don't be a pick me performative male where you're like, oh my gosh, here I am tearing up Mardi Gras. It's like a desperate cry for attention.
Muslim Albanians are retarded, sent $35. Hey, Nick, Catholic Albanian here. You can call us whatever race you want, except Slavs, and I will still love and support you. Also, don't engage with those stupid ones who've been showing up on Twitter lately. God bless you.
Yeah, I mean, these like Slavic Muslim Turks are idiots, okay?
Fuck Nick Fuentes, W Bears. Fuck Nick Fuentes.
Why are you saying fuck Nick Fuentes? What do you do?
He's a fucking pussy. He said Albanians are Slav monkeys.
You know what? You're a fucking Mexican. You can't fucking speak. I'm 100% European.
You know, the ASU frame mogger, he goes, well, you're Mexican. It's like, bro, if you weren't white, you would look black, bro. You look like an albino towel head. And your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they probably come from Turkey. They probably come from Central Asia. He goes, we're not Slavs. So sorry. My mistake. Because that was an insult to Slavs. You're a fucking Turk, dude. You look at this guy, he's like, I'm whiter than him. It's like, yeah, you have fair skin. You look albino. Your ancestors were fucking riders, dude. They were Cossacks. They're fucking Turkmen, bro. And you're Muslim. And you bow to a cube. All those gains, all that looks maxing. You know, isn't that shit haram? Isn't that shit haram anyway, huh? Brushing your teeth with a fucking stick, and then you go and kneel for a cube? All hail the magic conch. Get the fuck out of here. I'm Irish. I'm Irish, pal. We're as white as it gets. I'm Italian. We're Romans. We were Romans. And yeah, I'm Portuguese. Who you think discovered this bitch, huh? Well, you were towel boys. You were towel boys for the Sultan, bitch. You were a tea boy. You were a little pleasure concubine for the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. Meanwhile, we discovered this bitch. Portuguese discovered this shit. Italians, hey, it's in the name. America, where do you think that comes from? You think that's Albanian? You think that's Turkic? I don't think so. So he's talking in Albanian, being Muslim and shit. It's like, brother. You know, here's the difference. Clavicular, pure Irish phenotype. Braden Peters, that's a good American name. New Jersey, that's a real fucking American. Real Irish. Real Irish. Real white. Real Gaelic. We're Gaelic. That's America. That's white. That's Catholic. You? I don't know, pal. Go find some Ottoman Sultan to pleasure. Get out of here with that. Oh, I'm whiter. Look at the phenotype. That's all that matters. If he had a darker skin tone, he would look like Sneeko. He would look like one of Sneeko's homeboys. So anyway, no, but he actually seems like a chill guy. Well, you know what? He seems like a chill guy. His sidekick is a Jew. Why didn't anybody tell me? That's crazy. Dude, the sidekick is a total Jew? Who didn't tell me that? No, but I really don't have beef with him. I just said clavicular mogs him. He took it personally. He cortisol spiked and crashed out. He's like, I'm not stupid. I'm smart. I'm not a stupid Turkman. I'm actually really smart. It's like, dude, it's not personal. I was just kidding. He seems chill. I have no enemies. I'm low cortisol. I have no enemies. I'm a wholesome chungus, okay? It's Lent. The Pope told us to be nice. I have no enemies. It's just banter, dude. Relax. Holy cortisol spike. It's just banter. But Clav does mog, number one.
Gavin Pepperjack, she sent $75. Remember in Breaking Bad when Walter White threatened to kill his wife over the phone because she was being investigated and it made her look innocent. That was a good scene. Unrelated. Pray for Lex.
I just liked it because he called her a bitch. I know the whole theory that he was trying to, like, exonerate her. I choose the interpretation that he just meant it. Like, that had to feel so good. You know everybody was waiting for that. You have always been a bitch. It's like, so true. I can't wait to use that one. I can't wait to call my wife and call her a bitch. And then when I get home, I'm like, wait, the cops weren't there? Oh, I didn't mean any of that. I was just trying to help you. That's got to be my new go-to. Whenever I need to piss somebody off, you know, I call up my interns. You always were a fucking bitch. And then they pull up and it's like, oh, I don't know. I thought you gave the distress signal. I thought the cops were there. I didn't mean that at all. I was just kidding. I was trying to help,
David actually. David J. 101 sent $20. I used to be friends with John Doyle in middle school to early high school. Now it's hilarious watching you go after him. You are the true stress test of who's legit and who doesn't have it. Take care.
Really? You knew the big Doyle head? Thank you for the big super chat, John Dorkel. Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny little guy. But I appreciate the big super chat. Yeah, I mean, he's just like, again, he's a Shabbos goy. Yo, John, are we really doing another MLK video? I heard a Jew needs his lights turned on. I heard a Second City bureaucrat needs someone to turn his lights on and off. Can you get on that? Thanks. But, you know, he had such promise, but then he wanted to cuck out.
Josh Allen once sent $20. Thoughts on San Francisco? Surprised you haven't been here yet.
You know, I was there very briefly. I was there for just a very quick meeting recently. That's going to sound like, okay, I do it to myself. Not with Peter Thiel, with somebody. Other people live in San Francisco, okay? I went out there last year, and I was literally in and out. I was literally in and out of the city for a meeting, and it wasn't with any tech people, okay? But yeah, I just went there. I didn't see anything. Didn't see any of the city, anything like that. So I functionally have not been there.
Nick Fuentes sent $20. Well, I think we should send more foreign aid to our greatest ally, Puerto Rico.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was so into the Bad Bunny thing, and then it dawned on me, wait, he's Puerto Rican, bro. Mexicans hate Puerto Ricans. So everybody was like, oh, you only like that because you're Hispanic. It's like, I'm Mexican. Mexicans hate Puerto Ricans. In Humboldt Park, it's war. It's war. I like Bad Bunny in spite of the fact that he's Puerto Rican.
Wizard Boy sent $20. I'm 35, an MD for a PE firm in the South, and in charge of hiring for a group. I only hire white what I believe to be grow hypers. You don't give yourself enough credit. This Jewish critical movement doesn't happen without you.
True.
My boys, my wife, and my 64-year-old dad don't miss an episode. See you in FLRO this fall.
Love it. Yay. Maybe in Ohio. Maybe we'll be in Ohio. You never know. If you see me out in Ohio, say hi. And if you see me in Florida, I'm a talkative guy. Okay. Let me tell you. I'll tell you that for free. If you see me in Ohio, say hi. If you see me in Miami, I'm a talkative guy. No, but I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much, man. Yeah, look, the movement is you guys. Me, I'm a freak. I ain't, you know, it is what it is. I'm a shut-in. I'm a hermit. I don't leave the house. Everyone hates me. Okay. The movement is you guys. Honest, this is a moment of humility. Everybody says, you're the movement. And like, look, I am the sovereign of the movement, clearly. I'm the brain of the movement. I'm the soul of the movement. I am the leader. You know, I'm dear leader. You know, and that's on Hitler that I'm the leader. But we are the movement because I'm just a guy. We need a million me's. We need 6 million me's. We need 6 million hard-hitting white-ass niggas going hard as fuck in everywhere. Finance, tech, government, all that stuff. Academia, you know, it's about a nation. It takes a nation of millions to hold them back. It takes a nation of millions. So that's how we have to think. We have to think globally. But I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's all about them groypers with, you know, maybe I'm the engine of it. I'm the shot of espresso to get the goyim going in the morning. If you love America first, you don't love Nick Fuentes, you love your race, you love your people. I'm just a shot of espresso to get the goyim going in the morning. But I'll see you out there.
Nick Fuentes sent $20. Do you have any privacy issues knowing Candace Owens' Canastral Project?
Honestly, yeah, it started to freak me out. Once she said that astral projecting doesn't come naturally to everybody like it does for her, I was like, wait a second. Is she in here right now, Candace? How old are you? Where are you? Are you a boy? Are you a girl? I'm playing Phasmophobia. I'm doing Spirit Box. Candace Owens, what room are you in? Little inside joke for my Phasmophobia gamers. Yeah, dude, seriously. She starts turning lights on and off. She's kind of watching me when I'm getting changed. Candace, stop. She's using her powers for evil. She's watching me in the shower. Candace.
A Benzi 12 cent, $20. Do you believe the Trump admin is a bigger failure?
All right, you can look.
A Benzi 12 cent might as well cite the Talmud if you use theory from gay Jew tranny Dr. Hirschfeld and the definition from the DSM, which could diagnose you for your anti-Semitism, to say the Masa Chamo wasn't a pedophile. The Greek properly translated extends through adolescence. But stick to your guns and point them the right way.
Huh? I'm sorry. I zoned out. Might as well cite the Talmud if you use theory from gay Jew tranny doctor and the DSM to say Mossad Chomo wasn't a... I'm not even... That is just the most retarded thing I've ever read and not even worth
Iranian
the effort.
Iranian $25. It won't matter, though. Bring someone to clean up your stain. Also, Slavs and Micro-Asia specifically
were
the bulwark of Christendom against the Ottomans according to Papa Leo X. Shut it, Beaner.
And there it is. Seething Turk roach.
Fuckman Show sent $20.
Seething Slav monkey... Hey, man, listen, what do you want, a fucking banana? Like, relax. Hey, you're not you and you're hungry. Have a banana. Have a banana. Have a banana. Here, have a banana, stupid. Have a banana, Slav monkey. You're not you and you're hungry. Cortisol spiking. Here, you need the potassium. If you give a Slav a banana... They would blame Jews if you slipped on a banana peel. Wait a second. Who's leaving all these banana peels everywhere? Then you see ASU Framemauger. Well, sorry. He's a Turkman. That's you. That's all the Polish people.
Fuckman Show sent $20. W Show. W Clav. W America
That's all
first.
The Slavs.
Now Yogurt next to fall. Thoughts on the new Minions movie coming out July 1st?
You know what? I really hated the second one. I'm not going. I really hated the latest Despicable Me was trash. Despicable Me 4 was utter garbage, unwatchable. It's like a TikTok. It's a bad joke. I liked, what was the one with the brother? That was really good. I liked Despicable Me when he visited his cousin or his brother. That was actually excellent. But the latest one they did, absolutely horrible. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. Literally unwatchable. I almost got up and walked out of the premiere showing of it in theaters. That's how bad it was. And I didn't like Minions 2. You know what? Maybe I'm thinking of Minions 2. I didn't like Minions 2 either. I didn't like Minions 2. I thought it was dumb. So they're really getting away from the formula. Despicable Me 1 was good. 2 was good. 3 was good. 4? Trash. Minions 2 sucks. I don't know. They lost me. Withhold your ticket. Withhold your ticket. How many movies are we going to see? So I'm not going to buy a ticket. We have to send a message. I'm not purchasing
Francesco
a ticket.
Francesco sent $150. Can you please tell the brown clown to stop leeching off you content? Zerka also seething after been called a Slav monkey.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to Zerka? I haven't seen him in a minute. Who's the... Sneeko. Come on now. He's actually making money off of that. Isn't that crazy? He reviews my content for views. Kick pays him for that. Is that... They won't pay me. It's actually crazy. But you know what? God bless him. Where's my fucking super chats? Why am I? He's making money. Every viewer that watches his stream because I'm on it, he's making dough. And then he guilt trips me. Hey, where's the gifted subs? I tell you, Islam is here to conquer. That is what they do.
Open up wife applications. I want to deal with you.
No, you don't. You don't even know.
This dog hunts 988 cent $20. I love when you go on your MAGA's dead rants and liberals start reposting your clips attacking Trump, but then you drop the honest / funny truth of women, mothers, whores, and nuns. They begin to call for you to be kirked. Us Mexicans won't allow it. P.S. You're definitely top 5 influential PPL in Chicago. Mexicans love you.
And I love Mexicans. And I love my Mexicans. Shout out Little Village. Shout out Pilsen. I love Mexicans. Shout out Melrose Park. Cicero. I love my homeboys. Yeah, well, I'm just double dipping. I rage bait liberals. I hope bait liberals. I just bait. That's like, it's kind of a no brainer. You just shit on Trump, infinite engagement glitch. Like, okay, what are we doing today? Shit on Israel, shit on Trump. How about let's double up, you know? Shit on Trump, infinite engagement glitch. Why the fuck not? And then you rage bait them by attacking women, infinite engagement. It's a video game, bro. As Sneeko once said, life is kind of like a video game, isn't it?
Well, I mean, life is a video game, is it?
As Al Sneeko, what do they call him over there? What do they call those guys? The Grand Mufti, Sneeko, said, life is kind of like a video game, isn't it?
Samuel sent $20.
So yeah, it's kind of like a video game.
So here's your cut. Protestantism is to blame for the existence of Christian Zionism. Protestantism is to blame for Israel.
What are we doing? Thank you for the big super chat, bro. Jews are to blame for Israel. Jews are to blame. What are we doing? Why? I mean, I agree with what you're trying to say there, but why are we blaming our brothers here?
MJF is right about everything, sent $20. Sonny is always ankle-biting you anytime you debunk Islam. This race traitor isn't smart enough to make something of himself, so has to grift sub 98 Browns. You're 100% correct that you lose your white card if you convert to Islam. I hope he's got a couple of Italian uncles who will slap the shit out of him for being a cuck.
Me too. It's so crazy to see a guy brainwashed like that. You're Italian, you're from New Jersey, and you're doing this cube thing. You're dressed up in the garb. What the fuck is even that? And you do lose your white card. If you're getting colonized and conquered by Arabs like that, forget it. Forget it. That's like coal burning. That is the spiritual equivalent of burning the coal. And I have the same reaction to that. Imagine you come home like in Goodfellas when he comes home with the suit. Mom, look. But he's wearing a thobe. Mom, look. You look like a fucking gangster. Well, I guess, why is she Jewish? That's not a Jewish one. But yeah, it's the same story. I don't like it. You're dead to me. As a white man, you've lost your white card. You want to go and fuck around with packies and mudslimes?
After early 39 cent $20.
Sorry.
Got my AF. I called myself a leftist before I started watching your show. At first, I only agreed with you on Israel, but as time went on, I realized that I felt the same as you. Black fatigue, immigration, hookup culture, etc. I've watched other right-wing shows, but none of them are as relatable or as captivating as you. Thank you for being this show. Less than three.
Thanks, Goth Groy Bet. Oh, my. Okay. Be cool. Chill. All right, chill out. No, thank you for the Goth Groy Bet. I didn't know. I wasn't familiar with your game. No, but thank you. I'm glad you liked the show. That's crazy.
Sneeko sent $20.
Hey, what's up? Happy Ramadan. Ramadan, Mubarak. Goobadoo, yubadoo. And that's on cue, brother. Happy Ramadan. I'm sorry. That's so rude. But you know what it is? This is what they do. They pretend to be all nice, then they trash your religion for 3 hours. Happy Lent. By the way, America was never Christian. What? No, but hey, happy Ramadan. Ramadan. Mubadoo. To you too, brother. Fuck yeah. Yeah, Ramadan. Otherwise known as skipping lunch. Otherwise known as big ass breakfast, big ass dinner. But you know, it's actually really hard not to eat lunch today. Like, dude, I do that every day, bro. Coffee, look it up.
M325.
No, but I'm just, wow. Hey, no, we love you, Sneeko. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Happy Ramadan.
Do you have a take on what's happening in Mexico?
No. No, I don't want to get killed by the cartels. But I do think that we should go in there and restore order. Could you imagine if Mexico was safe? It would just be like infinite vacation. Imagine if Mexico was safe, we could colonize Mexico and then just like be digital nomads. Everybody with money could just move down there for dirt cheap and live stream. Wouldn't that be crazy? Honestly, move down to Mexico, weather's great, brutalist architecture, food's good, cost of living is dirt cheap. Who wouldn't? So yeah, I think we should just carve that out. U.S. colony.
Darth Bernie sent $20. Do the Palestinian Christians with Nick, my dad's a black man and my mom is a white. Should I neck?
No. No, you're just black.
Roxy sent $50. Okay. Fuck Muslims, and Muslims aren't allowed to be cremated. They are currently being buried in Muslim-specific cemeteries across America. It occurred to me that even in death, they'll be occupying and conquering USA soil.
That's kind of like the lowest priority I have. Muslims are being buried in cemeteries. Yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
DeWidget sent $20. You need to denounce the Muslim hate if that's the case. Laura Loomer, Randy Fine. Denounce these guys and we can get along. Keep the same energy with Jews in Times Square.
Fuck you.
The last Montequilla sent $50. It takes a nation of millions, but only a couple of Mexicans and a 24-pack of Coronas to get the job done.
That is, dude, honestly.
CJ91 sent $50. Arc Raider stream when?
This week.
Mobro Wiper sent $30. What's up in Israel? Iranian missiles.
I don't know. Ghost I'm Nura doing sent $25. This show right
Great
now.
Show tonight, Nick.
We got JD Vance, who I hate, and Mike
so
Johnson. Who I also hate.
Money on anyone, it would be Justice Kavanaugh being among.
Who? Okay. Who are these people? Did they seriously just hire the ugliest broads they could find? Why is she on TV? That's very shallow and not nice, but seriously. She's like that transgender from Inception. What's the female, the male transgender? She's in Inception. The one on the bottom looks like her. I got my creatine here. Elliot Page, yeah. Ellen Page. She looks like Ellen Page. This is exciting, but get ready. This is about as good as it gets. You guys really need to steel yourselves because the speech is going to start and then it is just going to grind down and it's going to get slow. And you know how Trump is now. Trump is like retarded now. And I love Trump. I still have love in my heart for Trump, honest to God. I really do. I know that's even controversial because I'm so critical and people view him now as the Epstein protector. I really do have love in my heart for Trump. I do. But he's like retarded now. He's not the same animal. You look at him in 2016, it's a different animal. And honestly, don't take my word for it. Go watch him. Go watch him in the 2016 primary debates. Watch him in interviews. He's literally a different guy. So much more energy, so much sharper. Now he's like slow. The way he repeats himself, his dentures are falling out, tripping over his words. And it just, there's like a weirdness now too. Very bizarre tangents. Always go, he's weaving. Please. You know, Netanyahu, if you can hear us, prevent him from weaving. Netanyahu, if you can hear us, get in the teleprompter. No weave, please. No weave. It's not good. Can someone get this message? Can someone please call Donald Trump? Please call Don. No weave. I'm begging you. I can't do another, you know. Do you remember when he used to say this in 24? He was saying the craziest shit. Remember when he was talking about Hannibal Lecter every day? What was that? Do you actually remember in 2024? He used to talk about Hannibal Lecter at every rally. And people were saying like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? People were saying like, Hannibal Lecter? What? Every rally was like, the late great Hannibal Lecter. He'd love to have you for dinner. He kept saying that, and people were just like, okay, okay, bro, I guess. And people started to call this out. They said, you're going crazy. Like, this is getting really weird. And then he would say, no, no, it's not weird. I'm weaving. I'm weaving. Ooh. Barron Trump. Okay, clavicular. We got to get some Reddit True Tide. Reddit True Tide down the hall and to the left. No, I'm kidding, of course. Kidding, we love Barron. Hey, we love Barron. I love Barron Trump, but we got to get on a looks maxing protocol there. No, but we love Barron. Melania looking amazing. Where's she been? Okay, no, maybe it was just the way he was sitting. Now he looks better. He looks, look at the nose. He looks like a coin. He looks like, that's a face that should be on a fucking coin, dude. Arian. We got Melania. You never see, that's, nobody ever talks about that, but you never see Melania anymore. Isn't that interesting? You never see her anymore. You wonder if there's a little trouble in paradise. Not that it's anybody's business, but something's definitely up there. Okay, here we go. This is it. The big man looking powerful. Very powerfully and very strongly. Someone says the hair is cooked. Yeah, what's going on with the hair? Hey, he's 80 years old, okay? We can cut him some slack on the hair. Holy hair. Yeah, we're having a little trouble up top there. Little androgenic situation. Look at this doofus with the Trump tie, really? Insane. Insane aura loss. Don't you love when you see people trying to get the camera? Hey, pull the camera up before he's right in front of you, right? No way. Black people aren't apes. Hilarious. Well, hey, I mean, look, if you have to say it, I mean, not beating the allegations. Bro had to clarify. Hey, we are not. It's like, that's the ASU frame monger. We are not apes. That's what they have in common with Slavic people and Albanians. We are not monkeys. We are not gorillas. Hey, okay. Okay, bro, I guess, if you say so. Look at how fat and disgusting J.D. Vance looks. Look at how he wears it on his face. Trump is a heavier guy, but he doesn't wear it like that, you know? He doesn't wear it in his cheeks. J.D. Vance looks like Alvin, bro.
Our nation is back. Bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
Yeah? Is it?
You've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
The roaring economy is roaring like never before, and our enemies are scared. Our military and police are stacked, and America is respected again, perhaps like never before.
I like that rhetoric. I just wish it were true. I love the rhetoric of, like, everyone's afraid of us. The police are everywhere. I just wish that were true, though, you know? Because that is, like, horrible.
After 4 years, gasoline, which reached a peak of over $6, American oil production is up by more than 600,000 barrels a day, and we just received from our new friend and partner, Venezuela, more than 80 million barrels of oil.
That's so awesome. Honestly, that's so awesome. Our new friend. Okay, that's awesome. We kidnapped the president. Gas.
Our country is winning again. In fact, we're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. Until you came along, we're just always losing, but now we're winning too much. And I say, no, 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 you're going to win again. You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever. And to prove that point, here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud. The men's gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in.
That is a W, though. We did mod Canada. Isn't that kind of funny? We threatened to invade Canada, then we kick their ass at hockey, their own thing. We have to admit, kind of a W. I don't know about the whole getting bored with winning thing, though. That was, I don't know about all that. Well, and that is very political. Like, it's not without political significance that we are in a cold conflict with Canada and there's this much gloating over
the
Olympic victory.
I've never seen them get up. That I will soon be presenting Connor with our highest civilian honor, which we will be given and which has been given to many athletes over the years, the highest civilian honor in our country, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
This is just slop. I'm sorry. This is, okay, it was a moment. This is just pure slop. The Winter Olympics? That's all you got? Giving out awards to the goalie from the Winter Olympic
Great
hockey team? Come on now.
All Democrats, every single one of them, voted against these really important and very necessary massive tax cuts.
I do just like the direct call out. No, they didn't vote for the tax cuts that were necessary. That's kind of, I do kind of like that.
Megan and her husband will take home more than $5,000 extra just for the year, cutting her tax bill in more than half. Megan, please stand up. We're fighting for you, Megan.
What are we doing? What is that? Dude,
Thank you, Megan. We're fighting for you,
what
Megan.
What actually is
under
even
our
that?
Bill, parents like Megan can also activate their children's brand new.
So typical.
I didn't name it.
So, is that not so? Look at her face.
I did not.
Look at how she's looking at Megan.
Nobody believes me, but
so
I did
typical.
Not name it. When I asked Michael Dell, how do you make all that money? He said, well, I just sat on my dorm in school, and I made computers, and I'd sell them to people. And I just kept selling and selling and selling, and pretty amazing story. That's called the American Dream. He sold a lot of computers, a lot of those laptops, so I congratulate him on that, but I really thank him and Susan, as well as others like Brad Gerstner.
Come on.
So with modest additional contributions,
that
these young
no
people's
aura.
Accounts, it reached a breaking point with the Green News scam. open borders for everyone. They poured in by the millions and millions from prisons, from mental institutions. They were murderers, 11,888 murders. They came into our country. You allowed that to happen. And record-setting inflation that cost all of our citizens had to endure. You caused that problem. You caused that problem. They knew their statements were a lie. They knew it. They knew their statements were a dirty, rotten lie. Their policies created the high prices. Our policies are rapidly ending them. We are doing really well. Those prices are plummeting downward.
I'm so aggressive. And it's getting more aggressive as the speech goes on. So pointed.
The price of eggs is down 60%.
It's kind of funny.
Madam Secretary. The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm,
is crazy.
Not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders.
Fuck yeah.
Brings those problems right here to the USA. And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent,
that's
taxes,
worth it,
and
all
perhaps
by itself.
Most importantly, we will take care of this problem. We're going to take
care
of this problem. We are not playing games. Delilah.
Look at this disgusting pig. Look at her pen.
Many, if not most, illegal aliens do not speak English and cannot read even the most basic road signs as to direction, speed, danger, or location. That's why tonight I'm calling on Congress to pass.
The way that he said that, he goes, many illegals can't even speak English or read even the most basic signs.
In the gallery tonight are Sage Blair and her mother, Michelle. In 2021, Sage was 14 when school officials in Virginia sought to socially transition her to a new gender, treating her as a boy and hiding it from her parents.
I was like, oh no.
Confused, Sage ran away from home after she was found in
that
a horrific
been a travesty.
Situation in a left-wing judge refused to return Sage to her parents because they did not immediately state that their daughter was their son.
Hey, yo.
Sage was thrown into an all-boys state home and suffered terribly for a long time.
Okay,
but
good.
Today, all of that is behind them because Sage is a proud and wonderful young woman
with a
full-ride scholarship to Liberty University. Sage and Michelle, please stand up.
Let's go. Clock it. It's so true. So true. Clock it. Yo, why is she kind of bad, though? What a travesty if they transitioned her.
Who can believe that we're even speaking about things like this? 15 years ago, if somebody was up here and said that, they'd say, what's wrong with him? But now we have to say it because it's going on all over numerous states without even telling the parents. These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy.
Dude, yes. Fuck yeah, dude. Yes. That's awesome. Perfect. That's awesome. These people are crazy. Okay. Rose sent the army.
No
That's
one cares
awesome.
More about protecting America's youth than our wonderful First Lady. Now a movie star. She's a movie star. Can you believe it? Who would have believed that?
This is
Over
great
the past
stuff.
Year,
I'm loving
she
this.
She has had an incredible impact.
She's a movie
AI.
Star.
Legislation advancing a
so
landmark
corrupt.
Executive order.
But the preamble was not good. It was not clear in the introduction. There was some good stuff. There were some bright spots in there. I think overall, though, whoa, that's a big woman. He kept directly and aggressively attacking the Democrats, just throwing it at them, and they were seething, and he was reveling in that. And I don't blame him. I mean, okay. We need to, like, get this off the screen. I don't know. So the Democrat response, we're going to stick around for that. That's in 3 minutes. These are the two ugliest girls I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. It's honestly hurting I don't even want to look at it. Like, I don't think you should be looking at that. Okay. So I think that's what everyone... That's just rough.
I find it hilarious people hate on people for not being white enough like you. Meanwhile, you've done more for the movement and white people than any of your detractors ever could dream of doing. You've pushed the conversation to the forefront. Fuck those ankle biters. Keep up the good work, brother.
Well, you know, whether I'm white or not white, I'm here to support white people. That's the thing. They're all like, you're not white. It's like, I don't care. I'm pro-white. One has nothing to do with the other. People are like, well, but don't you know you're Mexican? Do you think I'm supposed to say, oh, wait a second, you're right. Okay, now I want America to be a brown shithole. Like, I'm pro-white. You know, you can think of me as white. You can think of me as your favorite Mexican. It honestly is immaterial. I think I'm white. I think I look white. I have green eyes, white skin, you know, brown hair. But honestly, it doesn't matter. I'm pro-white. This is a white country. People say, but you're Mexican. It's like, okay, but this is a white country founded by whites, built by whites, and mostly whites. And I'm here to support that vision because it's just what is proper. I mean, it's just what is appropriate. It's apropos. So I don't, you know, the idea that if I was identifying as mixed or as Mexican, I mean, I don't even think that makes sense. But even if I was, I wouldn't be like, you know what? America should be more like Mexico. No, America should be more white. That's the part I never really got. But it's always the people that are the least confident that they're white that care the most. You ever notice that? People say, you're not white. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, fuck it. I'm Mexican. Then you get these, like, the Albanians, holy cortisol spike. You just joke around a little. You're like, they look like monkeys and they descend from Turks. And they go, what the fuck? We're white. We're whiter than anybody. And it's like, whoa, I don't know. You seem really bothered. Maybe you are not so confident in this assertion. That has been crazy. I said it as a joke. I'm on Sneeko's stream. We're playing Fortnite. And he says, what do you think of the ASU frame mogger? And I'm riffing. We're playing Fortnite. In the same stream, I said, Sneeko, how about Obama? He's your boy, huh? He's going to implement Sharia law and take all our guns. Like, it's a stream. We're playing Fortnite. It's a joke. So he says, what do you think about the frame mogger? I go, I don't know. Those Slavic people and Muslims, they're not really white. And these people have lost their minds. They took it so personally. And their effort posting on Twitter. Well, according to the genetic testing, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know. You know, if you're white, you don't need to beat your chest about it. If no one is even saying that Germans aren't white. And if you did, they just laugh at you. You say that these Muslim Albanians are not white and they chimp out. I don't know. Kind of a self-report. I'm just saying. You say Slavic people and Albanians aren't white, they chimp out. That's why I said the other night, get these niggas a banana or something. Get these niggas a banana the way they're chimping out, the way the Slav monkeys are chimping
Irish
out.
Stock sent $20. One of your loyal soldiers. We will die for you. Masquerading. Our future fewer. Man raising hand emoji. Fuck Sneeko Muslim heretic.
Are you really loyal? You know, so many people say they're loyal and they're not. So many people out there, they claim to be supporters of mine. They claim to be loyal. They claim to be my brother. And they're really not loyal at all. At all. They're not loyal to the vision. They're not loyal to the ideology. They're not loyal to me. So that's why I really have tried to shake off a lot of these people this year. We need to know who's loyal. We need to know who really has my back. Because that word gets thrown around a lot. And it's easy to be loyal, as always, when it's a generational run. And, you know, everything's changing for the better. But we need to test. We need to test people's
David Joe
loyalty.
101 sent $50. The Russian operative Jackson Hinkle wants to fight you in Mexico. Maybe because that's where the ACP was founded.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Well, he doesn't want to do a debate. He challenged me to a debate. I accepted. And then he said, no, debate Haas. Because he knows he's an idiot. That's honestly the most humiliating thing of all. Not only is he stupid, he knows he's stupid. That's why he won't debate. Just look, you ask him to define communism. He can't even define it. He knows nothing about it. I met him in person. I have just some random friend. He schooled Jackson Hinkle on communism. Guy has no idea what he's doing. Also, he's not even allowed in the country. He's not even allowed in the... So, of course, he wants to fight. He wants to fight in Burkina Faso. He wants to fight in Yemen with his brownoid friends. He wants to go fight in the Middle East with all the fucking towelheads and third worlders to cheer him on because he's not even allowed in the country because he's a fucking traitor. So he can choke. He's a fucking traitor to our country. And he got raped by Shabbos Kestenbaum, of all people. Totally mobbed by the Jew that's suing Harvard. It was insane. So anyway, I'll do the debate, but why am I going to travel outside of America because you're a traitor, scum, piece of shit? And what, you wanna bring in all the brown communists to cheer you on? I don't think so. We'll do a debate for sure. Let's debate communism.
Didn't hear anyone shout out the USA hockey team last night. What an amazing win by our boys. God bless, Nick.
Last night? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about the Olympics, so I don't know. Is that like a big deal for some people? I mean, I'm happy about it, but like, you got to recognize that is the definition of bread and circuses, seriously. No tax on tips. Hey, our hockey team won the game. It's like, okay, we're in a war with Iran, okay? We're in a war with Iran. Minneapolis just ejected ICE. I don't really care about the Winter Olympics, actually, you know?
Robot 091 sent $20. The cartels are burning places with biometric data gathering cameras and technology. They are burning chemtrail airplanes. God save the Mexican people in their fight against the global elite.
Oh, brother.
Albanian Grow Pyre sent $20. You should learn about the Albanian Highlander tribes who remain Catholic and about Jerge Castro, who the Pope called the athlete of Christ instead of calling us non-white and mislabeling us Slavs.
Yeah, I don't care, dude. Go home.
Coach's Cake sent $20. How do I red pill my traditional German family on the lies of our history? The Alliance Christ is King sent $25.
Can't do
Big fan of the stream.
Tonight.
God bless your hard work. My professor of military history said that it is likely that military actions in Iran will lead to retaliation. What are the odds of attacks on civilians compared to an attack on military assets?
Oh, is this the same guy from yesterday that thought he was asking a good question? My professor said that if we attack Iran, they will retaliate. What else did your professor say? What else did he say? That we're going to drop bombs on them? Tell us more. He said that if we attack, they'll retaliate. Wow, sounds like a genius. Who is this person? How does he know that? Yeah, they're going to hit, they're not going to hit civilians. They will likely hit military targets, but it all depends on what kind of attack it is, if they're even capable of retaliating. And if they are, then they will bomb American military sites and they will bomb military and government sites in Israel. I don't think that they will, you know, they'll target the population centers, but I don't think they're going necessarily for civilian casualties.
Hey, H sent $20. Basically the only one I watch here, and they never suggest you or put you in my feed FFS. You're doing bigger numbers than both soda shows they suggested to me, and I'm not following either of those.
Yeah, isn't it not on the front page? No front page, nowhere to be seen. 70,000 live viewers, no front page. It's the second biggest live stream. Crowder's at 100K. He's an investor in the platform. I'm at 70K, not on the front page. Crazy.
Yevon Ford, why is Vance so fucking fat?
I don't know. I thought he lost weight, but like, it's just the way that he carries it, the way that he wears it. It's just like, whenever you get that angle right in front of him, he just looks rough, man, even with the beard.
The problem with Trump is that he's been so disappointing, but he produces goated moments like tonight's soda where he gives you just a little bit of hope. Cheers to being let down again. God bless. Stay safe. And keep doing what you're doing.
If that gave you hope, that should not give you hope. It's cheap. That's his fucking speech. This is why I have so little optimism about anything. It is a speech. It does not matter. He is the president. So he actually has executive power. He needs to do things, not give speeches. And you do the State of the Union. But when people say, oh, I like that speech, I'm really optimistic now. It is a speech. That is not any indication of where things are going. The indicator is who is hired and how effective they are. That is what matters. Who are the people that are in charge? They can say whatever they want. So don't give me this, oh, yeah, I'm kind of back on board. No, this changes nothing. Okay, and honestly, if anything, if you read between the lines, you realize this is just more of the same. This is just another stump speech. This might as well have just been taking the Truth Social posts and running them through ChatGPT. It's just all the same stuff. It's all the same complaints. It's all the same statistics. It's all the same stuff. Oh, we're going to get let down. Let down? You would have to be up here to be let down. I mean, okay, he gave a funny speech. It's funny. Okay, it's funny. It's self-indulgent. It's cheap. It's entertainment. But nobody should be getting their hopes up because he was comical in a speech.
Ghost 1234 sent $20. Would be dope if Trump just pulled a Saddam Hussein on all the Democrats in the audience. Pilgrim Crowd sent $50. Thank you for doing what you do. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Niggas had me dead when they panned over to Ilhan Omar after bringing up the Somalia pirates. Democrats are worthless faggots who hate America, and that towel monkey Ilhan Omar can go fuck her cousin. You're all being deported under the Fuentes regime.
Okay, yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Sneeko sent $20. W. Hockey.
Hey, Sneeko, what up? My man, W. Hockey. Yes, we love our sports, don't we? We love our goy ball. At least that one has white people, am I right? At least that one's for the whites. That one's for us. W hockey, yep. Yes, the state of the hockey is strong.
$0.34, $100. What's the transgender baddie at?
Well, she wanted to be. That was crazy. That was so close. Because I was like, why is she kind of... And then Trump is like, she was transgender. I was like, oh no. Never beating the allegations. And that's another clip I'll never recover from. I was like, damn it. But then he said she wanted to be a boy. I was like, okay. So she's a biological woman. Thank
you. Surgeon
God.
General Groy percent $25. Keep up the good work. USA
thanks.
Emoji.
Thank Blue you Bill for tuning in. I appreciate
when Trump
it.
Said we are the richest, most powerful empire in human history and you were shaking your noggin in agreement. Guess why? We achieved that only because of liberalism. Seethe. Roy per spool sent $20.
We achieve that because of white people.
Roy per spool sent $20. Nick, I used to be a Protestant. But after studying the early church, the Catholic church history and Catholic teachings, I've decided to convert to Orthodoxy. We got the keys to boy. Christ is king.
Hey, well, it's your funeral. You're the one going to hell.
BRGRRS sent $20. Albanians are the most pro-American peoples in the world. Instead of alienating Eastern Europeans, it would be best we all stick together and remember who the real enemy is.
You guys should just stop being fucking babies.
Chris Little sent
change your fucking diaper, pussy. Like, what is this, man?
Chris Little sent $20. Fuck Cortisol. Israel and fuck Boeing the soup. Would you rather have Eastern European immigrants that assimilate and become fully Americanized law-abiding citizens, ultimately increasing the white population? Or would you rather have Pajits invade America and shit everywhere? Think about it.
See, this is one of those moments when it's like you're a monkey and you don't even realize it. Like, why are we crying about who gives a shit, you know? Why are you saying we're not white? People say that to me all the time. Who gives a fuck? Like, people are just can't. You know what it is? White people are honestly a little bit fragile. Let's just be honest. And let me tell you why. We say the craziest shit about Jews and Muslims and blacks and Hispanics and everybody. But then you make the littlest joke. Oh, Serbians aren't white. Albanians are Muslim. And holy crash out. It's like, whoa. I mean, you know, I'm Christian. I love everybody. And, you know, I maintain we want white solidarity, but you can't make jokes. You can't say any, you know, that's honestly the tragedy of being popular enough. You just can't say anything without offending somebody. And then people go crazy. I literally say nigger every night. And I have black fans that tune in and go, ah, that's my nigga. That guy's all right. I say one little thing. Oh, Slavic people are fucking monkeys. And they go, well, yeah, we're not white. And this is, and we used to be whatever and blah, blah. And it's like, wait, you're carrying on. Relax. I don't even know any Slavic people. It's jokes. But nobody can take a joke anymore. Our side is the most easily rage-baited side ever about fucking everything, about the Super Bowl, about Epstein, about... It's just not even fun anymore. It's that people just want to hear abuse directed in one place, and they don't want to hear anything even that's funny. They just want to hear the same thing, which is kind of irritating. $100 a month club. And I'm not happy with the $100 a month subscribers. We're having to change up the rules because they are very annoying. It's crazy. You know what it is? It's like anything else. We have this $100 a month group chat, and you would think it's just like the highest level people that are going to pay the entry fee. But like anything else, you have maybe 90% of the people buy it, and they're totally chill. They don't even talk that much. They just kind of hang out. But then you have like a dozen people that ruin it for everybody. They don't shut the fuck up. They just talk all day and just say the dumbest stuff. And you're like, dude, shut the fuck up. It's like, dude, I literally crashed out like 5 minutes before the show because people are tagging me. And they're just tagging me with nonsense. They're just tagging me to say, hey, bro, I love the show. It's like, I know you're paying me $100 to be in the group chat. I know you love the show. You don't need to give me a notification every 5 seconds. Hey, man, I love the show. Literally at me, love the show. I get a notification. It's like, dude, I'm getting ready for the show. And you are blowing up my phone. You're interfering with my Spotify playlist on my JBL speaker with your insipid commentary. So we're actually going to change the rules. We're implementing it's like this group chat. It's a war, and I'm in there. I'm in the trenches. It's good content if you're an observer. If you're in it, like me, you're in it. We're going to implement a karma system where if you get downvoted, you get restricted to, I don't know, maybe a certain amount of messages per day. We're thinking of solutions. It's like black people at the water park, you know? It's like Six Flags Great America. If you make the tickets cheap enough, they just come with the bus. You know, they come on the bus and you know, they just cause a scene. So anyway, but we're having fun. You know, we're having a good time. So check it out. It's America First Top Plus. Check it out.
Hey, 5 feet, 9 inches, Chud Beta. Why the low energy tonight? You hate on Trump no matter what. Speech was good tonight. Give him time. He's turning the country around.
Give him time. It's been 10 years. I love that. It's always, hey, we just need more time. It's like, that's just the wrong heuristic. You have to look at what is happening. You can't just look at the lack of progress and say, I'm sure it'll get better over time. You have to look at who is doing things and what they're doing. It's no good. And trust me, I think I'm actually fair when it comes to Trump. I think I'm objective. When he does things that I like, I support it. When he does things that I don't like, I don't support it. He just happens to do a lot of things pretty poorly.
John Porter sent $20. Global Globe.
Global Globe. Thank you for the big super chat. Look, you know, we're going to be charitable and we're going to say maybe she just had a brain fart. It happens. Some of the things she says, you could legitimately say, wow. Like when she says, what was the thing she said the other day? Anecdote. That's a wow. Global Globe. I don't know. Maybe she just had a brain fart. She goes, I should win a Global Globe. Oh, come on. I'm starting to feel bad for her. Now, every time she makes a mistake, people just jump on it. Look, I'm a broadcaster. You flub. You say enough words in an hour, you're going to flub one or two of them. Now, it's one thing to habitually mispronounce a word because you don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced. It's another thing to have like a little brain fart. We all have one of those. Anecdote, you know, that's one thing, but Global Globe, I'll let it slide.
David Joe, Goyim in Ascendance.
Goyim in Ascendance. I like that. Goyim in Ascendance. Goyim are rising up.
Nick, we conquered the world. Bro, who is we? You're Portuguese and Irish. You got raped by the British and bitched by the Spanish. And what the fuck has Italy done since Rome besides being a liability in World War II?
Okay, bait used to be believable.
Andrew Johnson, 621, sent $20. She actually had some aura with the clocket.
Dude, she was so nonchalant. What's her name? Sage? Yo, Sage. That was crazy. With the leopard print? Oh my. Why did she hit it so nonchalantly? That was awesome. They pan over to her. She's sitting down. I thought I was in real trouble because they panned over to her and I was like, why is she kind of... And then they said she's transgender, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I just got caught in 4K. But then they said, well, she never really transitioned, so we were rescued at the last
Torches
minute.
And fire center.
She's 19? Well, that's a little old for me, but you know what? Desperate times.
Torches and Fire sent $300. The left says Renee Good or Alex Pretty could have been anyone. Trump proved last night that the ordinary American was affected by illegal immigration. Those are the attacks that could happen to anyone. The people he had there could have been any one of us. And Democrats couldn't even stand for those Americans while they were in the same room.
So, dude, this says so much about our society. That's so true. Why is that so true? So true, King.
Palpatinius Maximus sent $50. So great. Nice to have a brood from Chi-Town to be this huge. Straight out of DeKalb, heart of the city. We've got Phillips Park, we've got Slick City. Remember when tankies crashed out about that fake report of Russia returning to the dollar? That would objectively be a good thing for the U.S., but it's a spiritually brown movement.
DeKalb? That's not Chicago, bro. I mean, look, I know I'm from LaGrange Park. But DeKalb, that's a fellow guy from Chi-Town, DeKalb. Come on now. That is not Chicago. That, you know, people say it's a stretch if you're from Naperville, you're from DeKalb. Come on now. I've never even been there. But yeah, we love Chicago. Shout out to my city.
Really, you'd sent $20.
Yeah, but
we're watching
Chicago.
In real time the Goyim take to possess a unique ability to pass down Mount DNA to all offspring. Mount DNA is the powerhouse of all cells. The Y and Mount DNA are the only genetic structures passed down as clones. I believe this truth is reflected in society through men's need for fraternity and women's struggle to empathize with men while the inverse comes naturally.
I'm not a science guy, so that's just going way over my head. Here's the thing, though. Here's what you have to consider. Women are egg carriers, so that there is something just even spiritually that women carry the egg. And that's really all that they are is egg carriers. A woman is an egg carrier. She carries the eggs. They're going to love this one. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, women are going to love this. Okay, watch this. Watch this. Women are egg carriers. That's how you have to think of them. They're walking around with a ton of eggs. You might as well just imagine them with like a satchel of eggs.
And that's why you can't beat the shit out of them. That's why it's frowned upon to kill them. That's why it's frowned upon to let them die in a sinking ship or a burning building. It's because they are considered more than just their own life. It's them plus the eggs, which are the future. So that's why it's frowned upon to kick their fucking ass, to kill them, to... like I said, let him go down with the ship, because it's like, no, no, save the eggs. That's why, because you go save the eggs. A man, especially an older guy, is just going to die. But a woman, it's her fertility. She's got the eggs. So we got to take the female with all the future humans. She's like a spaceship with frozen embryos. That's the way you got to think about it. The spaceship with the embryos on board has to reach the planet. They have to reach the exoplanet. The astronauts can die, but the eggs have to land. That's a helpful way to think about females. Really, we men are the main characters. And women, their job is to just make more men. That's their job. Women's job is to carry more men and make more men. And men are soldiers, artists, philosophers, builders, workers. You know, men are awesome. And women are just like a factory of men. And they got to make some more women so they can make more men. And we could populate the world with soldiers and workers. Workers and soldiers. Soldiers and workers. Industry and the army working hand in hand to colonize and extract. And this is a picture of the future. Just imagine. This is a joke. I'm kidding. I hope you realize I am kidding. This is a joke. I'm riffing. In case you can't tell or you're pretending not to be able to tell, I'm joking. This is a joke. I'm riffing. Just a helpful way to think about things. No, but that sometimes I think about the world that way and then I realize I shouldn't. Sometimes I think about the world in this way and then I realize I shouldn't think about the world this way because women are telling me not to. But yeah, I mean, just imagine a planet of soldiers and workers organized in a hierarchy, progressing technologically, economically, intellectually, artistically, and culturally. You know, that's a vision I can get. That's a vision I can get behind. No, I'm kidding, of course. That's just jokes. I'm just kidding.
Dude, where the hell sent $20? Hashtag not all black people are apes. Smiley face emoji. Al Green does not represent Texas. Can we get a real nine in state government? Thanks for the hard work, Nick.
Yeah, so true. That was hilarious. Black people are not all black people are apes. He's standing there frowning. Not all of us are apes. Not all Nick. No, I can't. No. Come on now. No. That's not funny. We love black people.
Groyper Flight sent $25. Warm IAF hat into the gas
black
station, Alabama.
Human.
And an 80-year-old man said, I love that Nick guy. Made me lol and say me too. Have a great rest of your evening, Nick. Thanks for the countless hours of great work.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. 80-year-old guy? You know, sometimes when it's the old heads that like the show, I'm like a little bit surprised. Because I feel like it's all younger people that like the show. But we love the old heads. Pay homage to the old heads.
The FNJ sent $50. Are you going to publicly denounce the Squatty Potty? The founder just got caught trying to buy CP.
I knew that was coming. No, the Squatty Potty is a good product, okay? I know it was invented by a horrible human being, but like it's sort of like Hitler with the Autobahn, except Hitler was awesome. Bad example. It's sort of like Jews with the nuclear bomb. Sometimes horrible people can do a good thing too, okay? Sometimes Jews invent something awesome, like the nuclear bomb. And sometimes gay pedophiles create the Squatty Potty, but I stand by the Squatty Potty, okay? It's ancestral, it's ancient, it's natural.
This dog hunts 988 sent $20. I'm pretty sure Instagram changed the real algorithm. I used to see a lot of your clips on my feed, but today I saw multiple small accounts saying the Vatican secretly controls the Zionists. You and Candace are both secretly Jesuits. And a clip of you picking your nose in 2018. This might be the nail in the coffin for AFD.
I don't know. I feel like I still get it on my timeline. On my burner, it's all my content, so maybe that's true.
Chicago Groyper sent $20.
Maybe you're just, have you ever considered you're just being disloyal? Maybe you said something disloyal, Instagram heard it, and then they started giving you anti-revolutionary content. You ever think maybe you're just being disloyal? The goal should be, there should be zero disloyal speech. Zero disloyal speech. You shouldn't be saying things against the movement. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't be thinking things against the movement. If you're getting content that is anti-revolutionary, it's because you were thinking anti-revolutionary thoughts. So that sounds like a you problem. It sounds like you need to work on that.
Chicago Grower percent $20. Have been following you for years now and keep seeing you replace your criticism of immigrants from Mexicans to Venezuelans. There is 50x the number of Mexicans here. They are on pace to become the majority minority, less radical measures. Shouldn't we be focusing almost exclusively on them above all others at this point?
That's just totally. The reason I'm talking about Venezuelans is because they made up the bulk of the 10 million that came here under Biden. It's always you guys are always on some weird conspiracy stuff. He's saying Venezuelans now, not Mexicans. Yeah, and in 2018, we were talking about the Northern Triangle because that's where they were coming from. The caravans were coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Just like in Biden's term, they were coming from Venezuela. I'm talking about a very specific problem. So when I say that, I'm referring to the special categories of people that have formed enclaves like Haitians in Springfield, Somalians in Minneapolis, these Venezuelans that just came over recently. That's the point. Obviously, the illegal Mexicans got to go too. It's never enough for you people. It's never enough that you're in favor of an immigration moratorium. If you don't say the right thing or perceive to say the right thing in a moment, oh, well, you're covering for Mexicans now. No, it's because there were like 4 million Venezuelans that came in 4 years. Which is crazy.
Populio, Nazism, not globalism, sent $20. Amazing. The refusal of Democrats to acknowledge Irina Zaritska's grieving parents is telling. They despise whites. Meanwhile, they gleefully send our tax dollars to Ukraine to fuel ongoing genocide of white Christians. Evil.
So true.
Grow really IBM around sent $20. Point. Hey, Nick, any chicks you have a crush on?
Thank you for the big super chat. Hey, come on, dude. She has to know who I am. She definitely knows who I am. Sage, if you can hear me, please hit me up. Sage, what was her last name? Sage, if you could hear me, please, please pull up in my DMs. Please DM me on Twitter. You know she knows who I am.
Sneeko Browning out on Twitter. Jesus is a brown man from Palestine. Okay, Brownie, we love Sneeko, of course, but holy brown, can't take the third world out of some of these people.
Seriously, you can take the Browns out of the third world. You can't take the third world out of the Browns. It's unfortunate. We tried. We tried, fellas.
Osgro.
Send them back to Africa. No,
Osgro 1% $25. Finally got my USA quarters up to date and I'm liking the high quality compared to the other 100% polyester ones like it. I was thinking about getting a nativist flag, but do you think an Hispanic American can fly it? MF Jen.
That's crazy. Okay, maybe, I don't know. How brown are you, though? If you're like a brown-skinned Mexican, I don't... Okay, if you're not... See me, I'm upper caste. If you're a lower caste, brown-skinned mestizo, I don't think you can wear a flag that says beware of foreign influence. You can support the movement. I don't know. It's kind of like mixed signals. You know what? Knock yourself out. If you want to buy one, two, a dozen of them, hey, who am I to judge? Knock yourself out. I'm just a humble flag salesman.
Phobic 76 cent $20. Albania has an average IQ of 82. You're right. They are not white slash European.
Really? 82? That can't be right. It's that high? No, that can't be right.
I met a girl working up in Alaska. She's a single mom, but she likes outdoor activities. She's pretty. But most importantly, I accidentally found out she's a Groiper as well. She brought up your show first. Should I just marry her?
Single mom? I don't know about all that. Thank you for the big super chat. I don't think I could ever do that. I don't think I could ever get behind that. And I know you should. It's like that's a personal hang up because shit happens, you know, but I don't know if I could ever.
I'm just American 03 cent $20. Hey, Nick, have you caught wind of the Zoomer slang term Big Yahoo? A lot of Zoomers have been saying it as of late, and I wanted to know your opinion on certain concepts on figures like that.
What is the question?
Baket Goron sent $20.
What do you think about people saying Yahoo? I don't know. It's funny.
Baket Goron sent $20. I'm in high school, and I've been watching the show for a year now, and I have to thank you for showing me the truth. I bought a hat and a quarter zip to show my thanks. You're the
really?
Best. God bless.
Thanks. Are you a girl? No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. But hey, big shout out, W High School. W High Schooler watching the show, be careful with the quarter zip. I don't know if you should wear that to school. You might get in trouble, but W's in the chat.
Chef Mark sent $20. I heard you talking about Pakistani rat people and couldn't help but notice
hey,
the similarities to Sneeko.
Come on.
Could this be
now.
The result of baby bell consumption?
Okay. The baby bell thing is funny, but no, he's not a Pakistani rat person. Come on. We like I do love Sneeko. We just have this religious war going on. What happens when your best friend is on the other side of the jihad? I'm in the church militant. He's in the Dar al-Islam. How can the two of us get along? I mean, I guess he's going to raise up an army. I will send the army.
We have to just maybe find a common enemy.
Ladies, Matt, please raise the price of premium from $100 to $1,000 per month.
We're going to need to make another tier because it's too broke. The chat is too broke. We need to only have cognitive elite. So we might have to raise it.
I'm so frustrated that Trump is building up forces in the Middle East while Mexico burns and Cuba shoots up our boats. At least Bush had our hemisphere relatively secure before going there.
That's a crazy comparison.
Rusty Screw sent $20. Thank Pritzker.
At least George W. At least what? He started two wars. What are you talking about? At least George W. Bush. There was no problem there.
Zirka, David Wood, Sam Shampoo, and God Logic got smoked by the Orthodox Muslim. Is the best of the best going to step up, or are you going to keep weaseling out like Ben Shapiro does with you? Be quiet.
You get the fuck out of our country. I love that. Be quiet. Why don't you shut up and go back to Pakistan?
UC Vader sent $20.
And by the way, those aren't the best of our best. Those guys are numbskulls. Zirka's a numerologist. David Wood, what's his problem? Sam Shamoon is a pussy who got cucked by his wife. So, you know, what's going on with Zirka? I don't like the whole, Zirka seems to have a big problem with me. You know, don't bring me into it. You got a beef with Sneeko? That's your problem. I don't like what I'm hearing from him. You want a purity spiral? I don't know you want to go down that path. Yeah, Sneeko's pushing Islam. You're pushing numerology. Okay, so which one is better, actually? Zirka, why don't you start being Catholic? Then you can talk. You want to give me a hard time about Sneeko? Why don't you start being Catholic? Drop the Rosy Cross stuff and the numerology. Then we'll talk.
UC Vader sent $20. Here for the Breeder Planet. Thanks.
Thanks.
Tia Kiki sent $20.
Right?
Pray for Sneeko. He said he received his sacraments except confirmation. He was baptized in the Catholic Church, so regardless of claiming Islam right now, he was claimed to Christ and our church forever.
That's true. You're always a Christian. Sneeko was baptized and got communion. Hey, you can never leave. You can never leave. The difference is if he leaves Islam, they'll kill him.
EHC Sage Blair sent $250. See you in the DMs.
No
red heart
way.
Emoji.
No way. It's not possible. That can't be real. No, it's not real. Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Very funny. Wouldn't that be crazy, though? Wouldn't that be crazy? No, I'm not actually serious about that, but...
If we attack Iran, I'll unfortunately have to go. Not to be gay or anything, but I've written you in my will for 25% of all my money. Talk about loyalty. It's to the grave, my nigga. Saluting face emoji.
What does that mean? You're going to be in the war? I don't know what you mean by that, but listen, I disavow all violence. I disavow all political violence. Okay,
Frankie
I don't know what you mean by that. Kind
of crime and punishment that I think describes the low IQ anti-Semites you've had issues with. The numerous and varied legion of dullards, of half-animated abortions, conceited, half-educated coxcombs, who attach themselves to the idea most in fashion only to vulgarize it and who caricature every cause they serve, however sincerely.
Yeah, that's kind of accurate. I guess we've been dealing with that problem for a long time. I guess there's really nothing new under the sun, huh? Attach themselves to the idea most in fashion only to vulgarize it, caricature every cause they serve. That is pretty on the nose. That's looks maxing, incel dumb, that's this. That's very true.
$20. Erica is actually Charlie Kirk's dad confirmed.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, Charlie Kirk was married to his dad, just like Emmanuel Macron. I'm shocked that it went there.
See, or Groy percent $20.
Surprise,
you'll have to
really?
Take my word for it. Rape and pray for Sneeko.
No,
it doesn't
no.
matter, as long as it gets done.
Come on now. No, we're just praying. We love Sneeko, but it's these Muslims, man. He called me a LARPer. Me a LARPer? He goes, you're not a Roman. Your name is Fuentes. Brother, my mom's line is from Italy. Where do you think Rome is? Hello? My mom's line. My mom's 100% Italian. I'm literally Roman. You, on the other hand, think you're Malcolm X. Can we just say that? You look Asian and you think you're Malcolm X. You want to talk about LARPing? Don't use that word with me. Do not use that word with me. Did you just say LARPer? I know you didn't just say LARPer. Don't use that word with me. Bro thinks he's Malcolm X. Dude, you're not even African-American. You are Haitian. You are a toy. You are Haitian. You think you're Malcolm X? You are not an African-American. You're like Obama. You're like Barack Obama. Bro, half white. Half non-white and not even black, but like, you know, global citizen black. You're like UN black. You're like a fucking world baby. You're a United Nations baby. Little bit of Filipino, little bit of Haitian, little bit of this, little bit of Hungarian Jew. I'm the LARPer. You think you're Malcolm X with the whole costume and everything. That's crazy. No, I am. And by the way, Spain... Roman, hello, Spain, Italy, Roman. That's crazy. Don't use that. Don't use that word with me. You take off your thobe before you call me a LARPer. You put down the Zamzam and you take off the thobe and your Malcolm X glasses. Then you can call me a LARPer. Don't use that word with me. I say that affectionately. I like the Malcolm X LARP. But I saw that. I was like, are you kidding me? Okay, so we're really doing this. We have to open up a can of whoop ass on Sneeko. We're really doing this. Hold my wig. Hold my... What's his name? Anthropomorphic. What the fuck is his name? Anthrogenic. Hold my anthrogenic wig. Gonna have to throw the fuck down with this nigga. No, we love Sneeko. It's all love. But LARP, don't use that word with me, pal. Those who live in glass houses. I like the LARP.
T-Night sent $20. I think it's charming. Rape Sneeko today.
No, come on.
George sent $30. Saifaz mocks the hypostatic union, yet he believes God in his being has literal hands, feet, and a shin. These Salafi idiots think monolatry of a sky giant counts as monotheism.
Well, their religion is crazy. I mean, you know what they believe about Jesus? They believe that Jesus... Well, first of all, why do they think that he was sentenced to death? Muslims claim Jesus never claimed to be God. Oh, okay, so if he never claimed to be God, why was he sentenced to death by the Jews? Then... they say, oh, well, you know, the gospel is revealed and Jesus is the Messiah and a prophet and everything. They say, but he never claimed to be God. Okay, why did he get sentenced to death? Oh, I don't know. Okay. They say that when he was crucified, do you know they believe that at the last minute, a body double was crucified instead? A body double. It's the Candace Owens religion. They believe that at the last minute, Jesus was rescued from the cross, ascended into heaven without dying, and a body double was killed. A body double. So how do you do that? And what's funny about this is they've literally inverted the Jesus story, which is that Jesus arrives to die for our sins, to atone for us, and that shows God's self-giving love, hence the Trinity, the eternal, overflowing, self-giving love of the Father to the Son, and which is symbolized in the crucifixion of Christ, giving his Son for us. They flipped it on its head. No. Jesus said, see you later. Jesus said, they expect one of us in the wreckage, brother, and he literally had someone else die in his place. So, and how does that even make any sense, they say? So it's like on the level of Mormonism. It's just totally unserious, and it's ridiculous. And Sonny Faz, dude, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious when he is captured by ISIS. I'm kidding. Oh, he got really freaked out by that. The other day I said, I hope they chop off his head. I said, I hope they go like Jamal Khashoggi on him. And he was like, I can't believe he said that. It's jokes, buddy. I'm just kidding. Okay, pal? Because that's what Muslims do. They cut people's heads off. They destroy monuments. Okay, ISIS is Muslim. So that's what I mean.
Shoeless Joseph sent $25. Sage seems like a good match for you. She looks Italian and almost transitioned, which means she has a man's brain.
Well, she clearly recognizes that it's better to be a man. So as long as we can recognize that fact, then yeah, we could probably understand each other. She said, I hate being a woman. I want to be a man. It's like so true. Like, who wouldn't? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. She hasn't hit me up yet. She hasn't hit me up because I'm a fucking unfuckable loser, incel, that she wouldn't even shake a stick at, you know, wouldn't even give me the time of day, probably doesn't even know I exist. It's all for nothing. It's like I don't even exist. I'm invisible. But that's okay, but it's fine, you know, but it's fine. But it's fine. I watch her from afar at the State of the Union, yearning, longing. Such is the life. Such is the life of an incel, of a driver. I don't carry a gun. I drive, okay? No, but we'll see. Who knows? Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Alas. You know, I was looking, hey, speaking of shortcomings and insecurities, speaking of that, did you see this? Clavicular posted today a before and after picture of him. And the before and after picture was like, this is Clavicular in 2024. This is him in 2026. Okay, and I'm looking at the picture. I'm literally about to crash the fuck out. I'm looking at the before picture. You know what I see? I see a basically good-looking guy that is 6'2 and muscular. So what is this looks maxing you're talking about? You lost 15 pounds? looks maxing, your orbital whatevers are okay. So look at the material he was working with. You're already 6'2". You're already pretty good looking. You're already a, what was he? He was a bouncer. You're already a big, thick guy. You're already a hunk. Pause. You're already, no homo. Not to be like, not to be like the ASU frame monger. Did you see that? What the fuck? More on that in a moment. But it's like, you're already a Chad. You're already a Chad. Oh, I put lifts in my shoes. And that took you from what? 6'2 to 6'4? Motherfucker. Oh, I leaned out. I lost some of the fat in my face. Otherwise known as going through puberty. Otherwise known as, this is the black pill, okay? Eggy, if you can hear me, you were right about everything. Incel rage. Incel rage is back. But did you see this thing with the ASU frame monger? What in the fuck is going on there? I saw this video. So he's got like a Jewish sidekick. And dude, they're in the car together. And the ASU frame monger's like calling out androgenic or whatever. I don't even know the guy's name. But the frame monger is calling him out. And the Jewish sidekick is like playing with his hair. I'm sorry. What? Literally was like twirling his hair. Literally had his like hand on his neck and was like doing this. And it's like, listen, I know I'm not one to talk. Okay. I know I've had people say I've had moments. I don't really know what you're talking about, but it's like, but that's crazy. People get on my case because I'm smiling and I look at my friend in a loving way, you know, because I'm a loving guy. People get on my case because I'm like, you know, because I look at somebody smiling and they say, he's looking at him in a gay. Dude, twirling the brother's hair with your fingers. I know I've never done that. So what's going on there? That was crazy. That was actually crazy. I thought I was watching Call Me By Your Name. I thought I was in theaters, Call Me By Your Name, back in theaters, because that was next level. That was crazy. And he was in the middle. It was so funny because he was in the middle of calling him out. He's like, androgenic, you don't mog shit. Dude, can you stop? Can you stop playing with my hair? We're live. That was wild. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with our looks maxers. One of them's getting his wig snatched right off his head. The other one's getting his hair played with and isn't even white. The guy's a, you know, fucking towel head. Clearly, clavicular emerges as the figure of our age. Clearly, he emerges as the dominant figure of our age. In the age of Braden Peters, truly.
Catherine Alexandria sent $20. W. Sage. Imagine escaping the transpocalypse, being so chill and beautiful at Sotu, meeting the emperor of the All-Americas Empire, then ascending into greatness. The Groypats are rooting for you, Sage.
Let's just not overdo it, okay? If we look too thirsty, we can't look too desperate, okay? Let's just let the game come to us. The clip is out there.
Catholic Taliban Groyper sent $40. Pray for and rapes Nico.
No, just pray.
American Bitcoin says $20. Pray. Humanity isn't ready for mass racial intermingling. Colorblind unity is ideal but impossible while war exists. Mass Bitcoin adoption could end war by removing financial incentives. Until then, races should largely stay separate to avoid inevitable violence. This is the truly humanitarian stance. Selective immigration only.
Mass Bitcoin adoption will end the race war? That's a new one. I've heard a lot of Bitcoin theories in my day. Bitcoin is going to end the race war. I don't know if Bitcoin's going to do that. Can do a lot of things.
It's me, Ryan Gosling sent $20. Take the gold in abundance.
You know, the deal just fell through. The person who was doing the deal just like misrepresented it to us, basically. We thought we were getting one thing. We got far less than the intermediary said we were getting. So I said, it's not worth it anymore. So I don't even think we're going to do it. You know what the problem is? This is what you'll find. I shouldn't have even said anything. But what you'll find in this industry is people are just time wasters. And people just come and say, hey, we're going to give you all this money. And then they just don't. So it basically just never materialized.
Jan Michael Vincent sent $20.
I'm going to get blamed for it forever anyway.
Jan Michael Vincent sent $20. I watched La La Land because of your high praise of it, and it was fucking gay as fuck.
Well, you didn't get it. That's okay. It wasn't for you. It's not made for you. You should be watching the football game in gym shorts. That's maybe more your speed. Can I get you Miller Lite to go with the gym shorts and the big game? You fucking stupid idiot, you Philistine. It wasn't for you. Go watch Fast and Furious 17, dumbass. Maybe you'll appreciate that. La La Land is who we are. It's our heritage. That's Los Angeles. You know, and you want to know what else? You want to know what else? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about La La Land. Do you remember when La La Land came out, it was competing with Moonlight? And what was Moonlight? It was the wokest, gayest, blackest, most niggered up movie you've ever seen in your life. This was peak Obama wokeness. And La La Land was so refreshingly white. So refreshingly white and beautiful. And it was an homage to America. Singing in the Rain, Hollywood, LA, the City of Stars. That's a story of us. That's a story of America. People that moved to LA in search of a dream, just like how the settlers moved to America in search of a dream. LA, the frontier, where dreams are made and people go there seeking glory and fame and recognition. And it's an homage to these people in this town and our American way of life and our dominant culture in the same year that you had Moonlight, which was gay niggas kissing. Gay niggas kissing the movie. So that's why La La Land is important, okay? This is the importance of La La Land. You got gay niggas kissing the movie. Here's all the Global Globes. Here's all your Golden Globes and the Oscar goes to... La La Land is who we are, okay? LA, Hollywood, California. We have to have a global idea of America. Take pride in this. California is ours. It's American clay. The mountains, the beaches, the vineyards, the hills, the industry. I mean, that's who we are. That's America. When Europeans watch movies, they don't make movies over there. They watch American movies. They come here and they see the yellow school buses and the red fire hydrants. And they go, wow, it's just like the movies, because that's the long arm of America. It's who we are. And La La Land is a homage. It's a testament to the movie industry, to our glorious culture, to our way of life. It's a city of dreamers. LA is a city of dreamers. Well, at least it used to be. Now it's a city of, I don't even know what, Mexicans, Dodgers fans. Now it's a city of taco trucks and homeless people at Santa Monica Pier and, well, Jews, obviously. I don't know, like YouTubers. But at one time, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, LA is like where you went to make it big. I'm going to be in the movies. I'm going to be in show business. There's something romantic about that. You would recognize that if you ever yearned in your life, okay? Maybe you would appreciate this movie if you ever yearned, okay? If you ever had music in your soul, you douchebag, you pretentious douchebag, why don't you go to Buffalo Wild Wings? Isn't there a game on to catch somewhere? It's hockey season somewhere. Isn't it football season somewhere? Shouldn't you be at a Buffalo Wild Wings or some sports bar in your basketball shorts watching something on TV? You fucking douchebag. Asshole. La La Land is for us. So I love that movie. Great. It's coming back. It's coming back in theaters. So I don't know. Maybe I'll drop in and watch it. Regal Cinemas bringing it back to the theater. That's how I knew about. Okay, but... it's coming back to the theaters. I'm going to watch it. Great, great music. So fun. And it's, what's not to like? It's Emma Stone. It's Ryan Gosling. It's, the music's great. It's about LA. From the director of Whiplash. What's not to like? Tell me. One of my all-time favorites. Definitely, I'm just like a big Ryan Gosling stan as well. I just Drive, Only God Forgives, Place Behind the Pines, Blade Runner. But that's a good one. That's a good one. Pearls Before Swine. Exactly.
Dark Knight sent $25. Exactly. New to the movement here. Unapologetic white American. How did the Groyper movement adopt its frog mascot? What's the lore? AF.
Well, many years ago, okay, before you were born, when your mom and I were young. No, I'm kidding. Well, back in the day, you had Pepe. You had Pepe the Frog. Viral sensation. And then everybody created these variations on Pepe. And so you get Marv, you get Apu, you get Groyper. And one of the variations of Pepe was, it's actually called, Easter Toad. And for whatever reason, people started calling it Groyper. Nobody knows anymore. Nobody knows. The library's been burned to the ground and no one knows. And then I drew the first Groyper. I drew it by hand and I christened it Groyper. I came up with it myself, just came out of my mind. And Groyper, I created them. That's how I drew them. It's how I named them. And that was the name given to my fans, and the rest is history. And there is no other, there's no other lore. And if you've heard of that, it's a lie. No, I'm kidding. There was a guy called That Groyper. I don't know who he is, but he just started calling it a Groyper. And then Groypers were just synonymous with like far right internet Twitter posters. And then I just appropriated it during the Groyper War. My fans were going to the Charlie Kirk events. And during one of the shows, I said, imagine you're Charlie Kirk and you look out at the Q&A line and it's like 36 Groypers ready to ask you about dancing Israelis. And at the time, I meant as like a joke, like ridiculous Groypers that are going to ask about Jews. I was like, that's so funny. And then it just stuck.
R.I.P. Squatty Potty.
I still got one.
Dollar Mike sent $30.
It's still good.
Early start. Sir, can we get a statement on the creator of the Squatty Potty being arrested for CP?
Listen, we have to separate the art from the artist. That's always been my approach, okay? The art from the artist. Just because you squat to poo doesn't mean you're a pedophile, okay? It's natural. I mean, squatting to shit
Popoli
is natural.
$20. This Blyatt's only real interaction with the glorious Slavic people is when he was next to Luca at the stalls, caught a glimpse of his big Balkan cock, and his mouth watered.
Okay, what the f... All right, what the f... Sometimes I just play these without even looking at them. Okay, thank you
big
for
Luca
that.
Big Luca sent $20. Beaner.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Little bit of bean. Refried bean.
AR14 sent $20. Verbally abuse me if you've already spoken on this, but have you seen Matt Walsh's video on the achievements of white people? Dude is coming around. I'm sure he will be next to get axed by DW.
Holy delusional. This is like, it's so sad watching the Goyim get tricked and tricked. Sometimes I wonder how dumb these Goyim sometimes can be. Like, holy. Have you seen this Matt Walsh video about white people? I think he's coming around. You were just born to be deceived. You were just born. You're a shovel-faced idiot. You were born to be tricked. Like, what even, what is there even to say at this point, after all of this?
Groyper 7 sent $25. Will your Groypers be granted golden visas in 2036?
Okay, yeah. Thank you for the big super chat. And then in 2036, then.
NJF is right about everything sent $20. Sure. So many Muslims, okay. Just a girl sent $100. Dear Nick, very nice tie.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. Just a girl, huh? I don't know. This tie sucks. This tie sucks. This tie's quenched. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for the big super chat. You like this tie? Yeah, it's all right, I guess. It's all right as far as ties go. Thank you. I appreciate it. Big shout out. The Groypets were fighting the other day. I'm in a group chat with all these Groypets. I pop in from time to time. And there was just this drag down, what is the expression? Drag down, knuckle down. What do they say about it? It was a fucking brawl. It was a brawl. Hair was flying everywhere. Bitches were getting smacked and scratched. Hair was being pulled. It was something. The Groypets are vicious. I was like, damn. It was crazy. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, W. Groypet.
Basil Negro Slayer sent $21. You sent one for Candace and two for Erica. But can a nigga get A67? Can a nigga please get a 1,488? And can we pretty please get a hashtag rapes Nico?
Basil the Negro Slayer. That can't be the real Basil. That's too chud.
Nick's top guy sent $20. Sneeko is a complete subversive. Pushes Khazar theory, Islam takeover, and multiracial working class anti-Semitism.
Look, he's my friend. He's my friend. I disagree with him, but he's my... We can be friends with people we disagree with, okay? And Sneeko's my bro. He's my brother. What up, brother? Bang. That nigga's my brother. You know, so listen, some of these niggas, they're a little lost, but they'll find their way home. My nigga will find his way home. We'll leave a light on.
Kevin Lincoln Nelt Bianc sent $22. Hey, Nick, I'm a trad Catholic stay-at-home dad with 6 to 7 other Groypers raising their homeschool children to be freedom fighters in Gavin Newsom's California. What skills and strategies should we teach our children to fight the communists in California? I've had my kids read The Art of War, but I'm running out of ideas.
That's not real. That's not real. That is not a real super chat. That is rage bait. You are baiting me. You are intentionally trying to make me angry. I recognize that. I recognize that. And I'm not taking
it. Brent Peterson sent $100. I watched Candace's show just out of curiosity and to have a laugh at all the mispronounced words. But she is showing why women really should not be allowed to speak in public. No one benefits from it.
Well, you know what? In her defense, the latest clip, she said that she didn't know that thunder is the sound of lightning. Did you see this one?
That thunder is the sound of lightning.
My mind was completely blown. I promise you, in my 35 years of living, I had never heard that. And I just need to know in the live chat right now if this is just a girl thing, because me and Savannah didn't know this, or is this literally just me and Savannah are the only people in the entire world that didn't know this? Or are you shaken to your core as I was yesterday and as Savannah was this morning, learning that thunder is the sound of lightning?
In her defense, that is 100% a woman thing. Because women be not knowing anything. Women don't know shit. Every woman you will ever meet will eventually say something like that, that men will not. Women just don't have any intuition about the way anything works for some reason. There's like this test. They give this test, not college aged, but to women in college. And the test is they say, look at this bottle or glass. And they say, do you see where the water line is? They say, now, if you tilted the glass 45 degrees clockwise, they say, draw the water line. Where would the water be? And women in college reliably get it wrong. If you're a guy, what would you say? If you take a glass and you rotate it, where would the water line be? It would be parallel to the ground, obviously. Parallel to the surface. Women draw it as though the water moves with the water, like the water level doesn't change. So it's like, that's a woman thing. Women just don't understand basic stuff like that. And you will be surprised at the things they don't know because they just don't really think, you know? In her defense, that's a woman moment. That's not even a dumb thing. That's just a total woman moment. Oh, thunder is the sound of lightning? It's like you're 35 years old. You never made that connection? That's crazy. But that's women.
Cheney, 51 cent, $20.
Women be doing
I watch
that.
Canvas's show tomorrow. Can you talk about Iran for the 6 millionth time? It's almost like Iran matters more than the left taking over the USA. Rome fell from within. Try focusing on America first. Go Indiana
that's
Bears.
That's crazy. That, oh my gosh. Okay, well, you're just an idiot for even thinking that out loud. Sorry. Let me get back to the news that really matters. Forget about the imminent war in the Middle East with our military. Let's talk about that Super Bowl halftime show. It should be in English. Now to the stuff that really matters. I'm here to arm you with the facts that matter. The Super Bowl is in English. It's American. But why is the halftime show in Spanish? Can anybody tell me that? You're right. These are the real stories. Yeah. Enough about that. War in the Middle East or whatever. That's over there. When I tuned into the halftime show, I was surprised that the entertainment was not right wing.
Balding Schizogroy, percent $20. Shabbos Kessenbaum has been daring you to a debate on X without dagging you. Are you game?
No, he's an ankle biter. He's a Jewish ankle biter. Why don't you talk to your Jewish handlers and they could give you a media career? I'm not giving a Jew a ladder up to success. Who are you? You are suing Harvard in the grand scheme of things. What does that do for me? You have no clout. You have no fucking fans. You are nothing. You think you have a debate with me because you're a fucking Jew that's suing Harvard for racism? Fuck you. Jews are so entitled, they think I'm going to help them. Where were the Jews helping me? I was challenging Jews to a debate. They tried to destroy me. Yeah, okay. Why don't you call your uncle, see if he could get you a job, dumbass.
Noisy 95 cent, $20.
There's
a restaurant on Harlem and 85th and Bridgeview called Holy Pino's Halal Mexican Grill. I don't remember seeing that. It looks new.
Yeesh.
I think the name is hilarious, and the concept is amusing. If Sneeko comes to visit, you can buy him a taco.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind that they are closed for lunch during Ramadan.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. I will not be going there. We have plenty of good Mexican restaurants that are not. That's just like an abomination. That is just abominable. You start going south on Harlem and you get into this weird territory where you're like, where the fuck am I? Like, I'm in the Middle East. So I don't even go that far south on Harlem anymore. Or even out that far west, you start to get over out into like, well, like Lombard and out there. And it's like Muslim takeover.
Basil sent $20. They thought they had seen the last of me. Birthday wishes to come true.
Happy birthday, King. Free Basil till it's backwards. Hey, Dub, you're welcome that I hooked you up. But it's true. Imagine shooting a man with your last bullet. Basil stands there unfazed. The Taliban wins again. Taliban wins again. Hey, hook me up with little Taliban money, okay? Can you hook a brother up? Saudi Arabia's not calling. Russia's not calling. Iran's not calling. Can you hook a brother up? Can I get a little Taliban money? Or at least like an F-35? I mean, can I get some of the stuff they left behind over there? No, but I'm kidding. Congrats. Good to see you back, buddy.
Big Bone sent $100. Found a cute little Groiper buddy outside my house last night, like an actual frog. Relax.
brought him inside and he just sat in front of the screen staring at you for like 40 minutes of the show. He knew he was watching the Supreme Groy per liter. True story, not even a bit. W Show. W Frog.
That's cute. We like frogs. Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. W Frog. Animals love me. Animals love me. I'm a lovable guy. That's a sign.
Koji Fushi Guru said $20. Griper. If you had to guess, when do you think is the latest a U.S. strike could occur? Mid-March? Or could you see this stretching out till the end of the month?
Why you want to bet on Polymarket?
Yabbers 54 cent $150. Fuentes is our voice. Nick Fuentes slash my Taneven collab.
Hey, thank you for the huge super chat. You know, I actually met him. I met him at the NYYRC gathering. And he's great. Very funny. Very funny. Very precocious. So I'm a fan. I wasn't really sure about him, but he was cool in real life. I don't know. I feel like he's just going to clown me and I'm just not going to be able to deal with that. Like I'm, you know what I mean? So I think about doing his show. I mean, I don't know if he's invited me or not. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that. I'm not mentally durable enough.
Jan Malinowski sent $20. Hey, Nick, great show tonight. Big fan. Trump's tariffs have brought in record revenue at the highest rates in 100 years and triggered $18 trillion in investment over the next decade. Seems successful to me.
That's just so insane that you would even say that. Those are just numbers in a press release. $18 trillion in investment. Oh, by the way, all those foreign investment numbers are fucking fake. Literally Google it. Those are all inflated. When they say we're bringing in $18 trillion in investment, they'll typically take a deal that has already been made or product that is already being purchased, and then maybe they'll increase it like 10%, and then they'll take credit for the whole sum. So that is totally inflated. Just you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. That's one. And yeah, we've had no tariffs. We had tariffs. Now we got to give all the revenue back, stupid. They brought in more revenue than any, and we have to give it back with interest. Well, the tariffs brought in all this revenue. Yeah. Well, that'd be a good thing. If we could keep it, we have to give it back and then some. But you're just literally guzzling propaganda. You are just a shameless glutton for propaganda. You're sticking your big snout in the trough, eating propaganda from the GOP, their press releases, their bullshit numbers. They brought in record revenue. Yeah, did you see the latest? We have to give it all back and more. $18 trillion in investment. Fake. Google it. You can't just uncritically consume press releases from the White House. That's what they do. Okay, Trump always talks himself up. It's always bullshit. It's like the wall. There's no border wall. Oh, we finished the wall. No, you didn't. Then they count on suckers like you to just not do the homework.
Sosco Dadrian sent $20. There's three white people that work in the kitchen at my job, including me. And we were talking about white people being the minority in America. You got brought up and everyone was saying how much they love you. Wow. I wasn't expecting that kind of reaction, especially from the colored people around low.
Hey, dude, colored people love me. Colored people and niggas, they love me. Mexicans, because I'm a real, they know there's no hate in my DNA, you know, but I keep it real. So we love the niggas. Thanks. I appreciate the love.
Joe's Truth sent $35. What is your proposition to dealing with African Americans policy-wise? I genuinely don't enjoy being around them, but do you think we can coexist or does the egregious behavior make it impossible?
Yeah, we can coexist. We just need to arrest all of the worst ones. Because look, black people are being obnoxious. That's one thing. It would be less problematic if they weren't committing all this violent crime. That's priority number one. So we got to get control of the public transit, the cities, get the crime down. And then, you know, we should just encourage a culture of consideration and respect and manners. And people should be shamed and maybe even arrested if they don't do that.
Randy X sent $20. My dad died today. Can I get a hat for his memory? He was a wag if we watched you every day. He had leukemia. Skeptical, thanks for everything you do. Christ is Kings. Merch would help.
Okay, that's crazy. That's actually
off the
crazy.
Sent $20.
All right, that's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me. Remember, as always, to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about the show. Check out the merch store, Fuentes.store.